Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line this morning to talk about that subject of blood alcohol level or how much you can tolerate is Gerard van Onselen, Senior Policy Analyst at Segelicha. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thank you. No, I'm keeping well. Keeping well, thanks.
Well, thanks for getting up early on a public holiday. You clearly are very committed to this, which I think many of us appreciate. I read an article recently where you were quoted in Business Tech, talking about this subject and how problematic it is. For those of us who aren't aware of the situation, give us a bit of background here.
Yes, certainly. At Segelicha, we do a lot of analysis of public policy. And one of the policies that government is at the moment attending to amend is, of course, the National Road Traffic Act. So an amendment bill was published on that act. And essentially, the one clause in the bill pertaining to blood alcohol levels for drivers, and that's for the general public and also for professional drivers, seeks to set the limit in a way it is phrased in the bill, saying that any concentration of alcohol is prohibited. Essentially, that's what's being said there. Now, Segelicha, we recently did a presentation for the Portfolio Committee on Transport in the Parliament, wherein we just unpacked some of the concerns we have with this policy. We do think that it needs to be carefully evaluated, especially pertaining to a zero blood alcohol concentration limit. Now, we do know that most countries do have limits, but from an international comparison that we did, we saw that that would put South Africa among a group of few countries that actually has or have a zero blood alcohol concentration limit. And for a number of reasons, we raise some concerns on that.
Right. And let's go through what some of those concerns are, because obviously, and I think, am I right to say you support a limit? You don't think that it should be a free for all, but the concern that you have is on the zero limit.
Yeah. Yes, I think in stating our position, we do understand that when we are dealing with something like public roads, we do have to have rules on those roads. And it's logical that we would have to have some rules about what people can or can't do when controlling vehicles or trucks and all these essentially dangerous things. I mean, driving a car is a dangerous activity, just like many other things. But essentially, when speaking about a zero blood alcohol concentration limit, we do have to start asking questions about practicalities. Essentially, our preference, just to make it clear, is for the limits to maintain as is and for government to consider issues of enforcement of the current rules. But when we are dealing with zero limits, especially in the way that it's being proposed in the bill, we do have to even start asking questions about what about medicines that may contain alcohol or even foods that may contain alcohol. And also then, yeah, so those are some of the practical problems. We do in our international comparison that we did attempting to have a picture of what other countries are doing on this. We did find out the example of Brazil, for example, where it does appear that they have what is called a zero tolerance approach, but even the limit there is a slight limit or a small limit, and that is done for practicalities, you know, essentially because you even have to take into account the effect of margins of error in terms of breathalyzer equipment, and those type of issues also come into the play when you are attempting to enforce a zero legal limit. So those are some of the considerations. I don't mind.
What also concerns me, and
some more of them,
I know that enforcement and law should be seen as separate things, but we do know the reality on the ground in South Africa is that not, although many of our police services are honest and doing a phenomenal job, there's some people that aren't. And what this does is it opens it up for more abuse. In other words, if you have a breathalyzer and you are below the limit, that's fine. But if it reads a minuscule amount, my concern is what's then going to go on between the traffic officer who might not be above board and the motorist. My concern is that this presents an opportunity for abuse of power, doesn't it?
It's a very good point, and it is essentially a valid concern. I mean, indeed, we do have to think about the costs and effects of public policy, but we also have to think about, just be mindful about the effects and the incentives these policies produce in society. From some of the articles I saw, also in Brazil with the legal limits, I did see some indication that in terms of corruption and bribery, and that actually increased because of legal limit. Now, especially for a country such as South Africa, that is something to take carefully into account, I'd say. So essentially that is correct. But even considering that, I think that one also has to ask the question eventually, is this policy going to work, or is it going to be too expensive for society and even for government in terms of enforcement, trying to enforce this policy? And what we'll see is a shift of enforcement resources. Think about if there's a dramatic increase in terms of arrests for driving under the influence. All those arrests have to be processed. Now, we're also speaking about people facing probably or maybe even facing criminal records for driving with minute amounts of alcohol. And I think that is something that concerns us.
One of our listeners, Andrew, saying break, not bend policy doesn't work. What is the process here? You're making representations to government. What happens now along the way?
Yes, well, what the portfolio committee, of course, received numerous comments and also verbal submissions on the policy. At this point, they have to, on committee level, they have to make a decision and to take into account all of those proposals. And we at Sokoliga will be keeping an eye on that. Hopefully some of these suggestions will be incorporated into all the recommendations and concerns will be considered in the making of this policy.
Well, Gerard van Onselen, thank you for taking the time to chat to us, and thank you for the work that you're doing, because it sounds certainly like you are representing the concerns of many South Africans. So keep up the good work.